Last week, boys and girls, we finished off our lessons in the Old Testament scriptures of God. And now, of course, we're going to be going on to look at the New Testament and all of those things that the New Testament tells us, especially about our Lord Jesus Christ and how he came into this world to save men and women and young people, boys and girls, from their sins and to make us to be right with the Lord our God once again. Now, before we actually begin to look at the New Testament, however, as I said last week, I just want to tell you something about what happened between the writing of the Old Testament scriptures of God and the writing of the New Testament scriptures of God. When God first began to tell Moses to write the things that we read in Genesis and Exodus, Leviticus and Numbers and so forth, that was many, many hundreds of years before we come to the last book of the Old Testament, which is the prophet Malachi, or the prophecy of Malachi. So many, many hundreds of years passed over the period of time that the Bible in the Old Testament tells us about. And not only that, of course, there will be many years between the first book of the New Testament that we turn to and the very last book of all. Not as many, but a good many years for all that. And also, in between the two testaments, in between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there were many, many years as well. Now, in most Bibles, in my Bible anyway, between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there's a blank page. And in many ways, that tells us an awful lot, because those hundreds of years, about 400 years and more, we don't know very much about what took place with regards to God's people as they were in this world. But we know some things. And the things that we do know, of course, they have lessons for us. Now, one of the ways we know, of course, is by some of the things that God told us in the Old Testament that were to come to pass, and indeed did come to pass, as the history of that time shows us. You remember the book of Daniel. You remember when the children of Israel were in that strange land of Babylon. Well, in the first six chapters of Daniel, which was what we really mostly looked at, we saw how the people lived in that strange land. And at the end of the sixth chapter, of course, we're told about how Daniel was cast into the den of lions when he was an old man. You see, something else had happened in that land of Babylon as well, and it was this, that God showed Daniel many things that were to come in the years that were to follow on. He gave Daniel those things in visions, and they are very, very strange visions. And yet we know, in a way, some of the things that were going to happen. Many kingdoms were going to rise up. Many kings were going to rise up. And indeed, they were going to persecute the people of God, the Israelites, the children of God in the Old Testament. There was one very evil king, for example, that we read about called Antiochus. And he persecuted the people of God. He came against the temple just as Nebuchadnezzar had done those many years before. He took away the sacrifices from God's people, wouldn't allow them to make their sacrifices to God. And in fact, he offered evil sacrifices in the temple of God in Jerusalem. So there was a lot of persecution during those days, and the people of God, they had to be very strong in order to remain faithful unto the Lord their God. But of course, many of them did remain faithful. And one of the ways, the main way perhaps, that they remained faithful was by remembering the things that God had told them to do. They were to look to him in all their time of trouble. In the prophecy of Malachi, we read that those who feared the Lord, they spoke to one another about the Lord. So you see, in the one hand, there was much persecution. On the other hand, there was faithfulness as well on the part of the people of God, because as they read all the promises that God had given in the last books of the Old Testament, Zechariah, Haggai, Malachi the prophet, then they waited for those promises to be fulfilled. The great promise, of course, was that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was going to come. And so those people who were faithful, they endured the hard things that were against them as they waited for the coming of their Lord. And as you come into the New Testament, of course, one of the first things that you're told about is some of those people who were waiting for the coming of the Lord. People like Zacharias, and Elizabeth, who were the father and mother of John the Baptist. People like old Simeon, who comes into the temple and takes up the infant Jesus in his arms. People like Anna, an very old lady, nearly 100 years old, who you see had been waiting during that time for the coming of the Lord. So though we're not told very much about what happened during that blank time, if you like, at the same time, we are told about the hardships that would come on God's people, the evil people that would rise up, the works of the devil that would be against them. But in the midst of all that, there would be those who would be faithful and who would be waiting for the fulfillment of God's promise. They were waiting for the coming of the Lord. Now, what's the great lesson that we learn out of that, boys and girls? Well, it's this, and very strangely. You see, these days that we live in are very like those days. Why? Because it's an in-between time. Those days were in between the giving of the Old Testament and the giving of the New Testament. And these days in which we live, they are in between times. Do you know one of the names that is given to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the coming of Christ into this world? It is called the Advent. Advent simply means the coming of Christ. But we also speak like this. We speak about the first Advent, which was the coming of Christ when he was born into this world, and the second Advent, which simply means the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ into this world. And you see, not only did God say that he was going to send his son into the world in the first Advent, that those people in that time were waiting for, but the Bible tells us that God and Christ has said that there will be a second advent when Christ shall come again. And of course, when Christ comes again, boys and girls, the Bible says that he comes to judge this world. And indeed, we're to be found what? We're to be found waiting, you see, for the coming of Jesus Christ. No matter what happens in the world, no matter what persecutions even come against the people of God, we are to show ourselves to be faithful if we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ by watching and waiting and looking for the coming of Christ, for the fulfillment of God's promise that Christ will come again. So, see, when you, if you have one of those blank pages, you think of that in-between time, all the things that happen, but those faithful people who were waiting to see God bringing his promise to pass. And by God's grace, boys and girls, you be faithful to the Lord your God with your faith in Jesus Christ the Savior, then you too can wait for the coming of the Lord, and you can know that you will be with the Lord forever and ever.